Provenance Labs.
AI synthesized research for decision makers.
Here is a number that should worry every academic, 0.1%. That is the actual AI disclosure rate in peer-reviewed publications, despite universal mandates from every major publisher. We have built an entire scholarly integrity system on trust, and that trust is broken.
Right, and here is why that matters. Digital signatures prove who held the private key, not who held the pen. An author who generates text with AI, then types it in manually after the fact, produces a signature chain indistinguishable from genuine composition. Current systems track custody of pixels, not the process of creation. That gap is what this deep dive explores.
Here is the framework. Under the conditional barbell hypothesis, AI hollows out middle-tier cognitive labor, the routine summaries, the citation formatting, the structured writing tasks. That shifts economic and reputational premium toward two poles, performative humanity, demonstrable human skill and judgment, and constitutive human presence, the irreplaceable fact of a human having done the work. Process provenance becomes the mechanism that proves both.
What I find compelling is how this maps to three distinct layers. Data provenance tracks where datasets came from. Content provenance, like the C2PA standard, cryptographically signs the final artifact. But neither answers the question, how is this produced? That is process provenance, the chronological analytical trajectory. And Carpathy's LLM wiki pattern provides the execution engine, an append-only log file that records every source ingestion, every query, and every synthesis, creating a grepable audit trail that prevents what he calls context rot.
Then there is David Condrey's witnessed framework, which adds the cryptographic attestation layer. Imagine a lightweight daemon called Fistuter running on your machine, capturing the microsecond-level timing delays between your keystrokes, your natural typing rhythm. Each jitter seal is computed as HMAC, SHA, 256 over your session secret, the keystroke ordinal, and the cumulative document hash. That means every keystroke is cryptographically bound to everything you have typed before it. You cannot fake that after the fact.
And the real innovation here is how verification works. Condrey calls it the adversarial collapse principle. Instead of trying to prove you wrote it, which is logically impossible in the general case, the system forces skeptics to make specific, testable allegations across three independent layers simultaneously. They have to claim the kernel was compromised to fake the keystroke timing, and the secure enclave was breached to extract the session secret, and the system clock was rolled back to forge the timestamps. That is a very different burden than just saying, I doubt it.
So where does that leave us? The LLM wiki provides the what, a chronological log of every analytical step. Witnessed provides the how, cryptographic proof that human keystrokes produced each intermediate state. Together, they transform I wrote this from an assertion into a falsifiable claim. For publishers facing the EU AI Act's August 2026 enforcement deadline, this shifts compliance from binary disclosure to granular, machine-verifiable attestation.
Here is what to take from this. We are not eliminating fraud. A motivated adversary with kernel access can still beat this system. But we are eliminating the cheapest, most common form of academic dishonesty. Generate with AI, paste into a document, and claim you wrote it. That becomes detectable.
That is the Provenance Lab's deep dive.
Full brief and slide deck are in the vault. Thanks for listening.